please visit gammacrush.ca for playlist, podcast, showtimes, and more.
scam a crush. info@gamma.krush.ca.
Thank you.
rush.ush.ca.
like this.
Remember, that's GAMMAKRUSH.CA.
Good evening. You're listening to Current Fantasy on CIOI, The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. The show brings you a new, live-off-the-floor, extended modular and hardware synthesizer exploration every week. I plug in all my keyboards, drum machines, and sequencers, sync them up, hit record, and see what happens. So, I just counted. And in the modular side of my rig alone, there's 375 knobs, dials, sliders, or encoders. There's a bunch more buttons and switches, but of the things that you can reach out and turn, 375 of them. That's not counting the other synths and boxes in my setup, probably another 100 or so. Now, 375 knobs, and I only have two hands. If only I had an assistant, a robot assistant, just to turn the dials for me. Well, I do. One of the brilliant things about modular synths is modulation. That's where I can take one signal and use that to control another parameter. Say I want the filter to sweep back and forth. Meow, meow, meow. I just connect it to an LFO, set the proper speed, and off it goes. It's like an army of extra hands to automate almost any dial in my setup. I can even set it up so one controls another, which then controls another, which then ping-pongs back and forth between three different sources. The possibilities are literally endless. So much fun. Also, adding modulation to sounds keeps them interesting. Different tempos of modulation working against each other on the same sound can produce the most amazing, generative, ever-evolving polyrhythmic mutations. Real nerd stuff. But it can be extremely musical at the same time when done right or wrong. I'm Jeff Haysalt, and I'm at the controls.